From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released its initial analysis of the first 15 reported cases of anthrax, along with new guidelines for treatment. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that health officials are hoping that as they learn more, they'll better understand how to handle the often deadly disease.
There's been a fair amount of confusion in the past 3 weeks over how to deal with anthrax. CDC Chief Jeffrey Copeland says that's because doctors are learning as they go along.
We learn new things almost daily in this and try to anticipate, of course, what's coming up the next day or the next week. It's obviously much more difficult when you've got a purposeful intent and someone malicious at the other end engaged in combat on this.
Some of the confusion is over antibiotics and how long to use them. Copeland says people who may have been exposed should take antibiotics for 2 or 3 days, or however long it takes, to determine if they really were exposed. If tests come back positive, they should remain on antibiotics for a full 60 days, because spores can lie dormant that long. The report calls for more aggressive treatment of people who have anthrax. The CDC's Julie Gerberding.
What's new in this recommendation is the fact that we're very proactively supporting combination therapy.
4 of the 7 patients with inhalation anthrax taking several antibiotics at once are stabilized or improving. One has even left the hospital. So the CDC is recommending that doctors give people sick with inhalation anthrax not just Cipro or doxycycline, but another antibiotic as well, such as vancomycin or chloramphenicol. The CDC's analysis also shows that the bacteria are capable of resisting the antibiotics penicillin and cephalosporin. But Gerberding says that ability is not unusual.
We have absolutely no evidence to suggest that these isolates have been genetically altered or engineered in any way. In fact, we're quite relieved that their susceptibility profile looks like we would expect from a naturally occurring strain.
The CDC's Copeland says the anthrax outbreak has changed medicine. Now, what looks like a spider bite should be considered a possible sign of the skin form of anthrax. And when a patient comes in with flu-like symptoms, doctors have to ask them where they've been and where they work in order to judge whether that patient might have somehow encountered anthrax bacteria. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.